Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this second Sunday after Pentecost, proper 4, year B. Our readings today, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, Psalm 139, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 5 to 12, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, beginning at verse 23, to chapter 3, verse 6. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, for His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith because God's Spirit is with us. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, when we feel surrounded by darkness, you call us to enter the light of Christ. When we feel crushed, insignificant, and forgotten, you lift our eyes to see your glory. When we are alone, defeated, and we have lost our way, you declare yourself to be the way, the truth, and the life. May the worship we offer bring you glory. May the songs we sing come from hearts overflowing with your love. May our prayers reach to the throne of your grace. And may the commitment we make bring you joy and ourselves peace. Amen. We have the hymn, Master Speak, Thy Servant Hear it.
Thank you.
pray the collect for proper four, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Lord God of the nations, you have revealed your will to all people and promised us your saving help. May we hear and do what you command, that the darkness may be overcome by the power of your light. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, When God Speaks. When God Speaks. The writer of the book of Genesis emphasizes that God spoke creation into being. Then the Lord said, "Let there be light," and there was light. John, in his gospel, affirms that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. John goes on to state that the Word became flesh and lived among us. John chapter 1, verse 14a. In the Old Testament, God spoke to various individuals. God spoke to Abraham to invite him into a covenant relationship, a relationship that would make Abraham the father of a great nation, one through whom other nations would be blessed. God said, "I will bless those who bless you, and those who curse you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. God spoke to Moses as he was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro on the mountain of the Lord. God called out to him from the burning bush, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land." The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Exodus chapter 3, verses 6 to 10. After the liberation from slavery, when the Israelites witnessed the presence of God in the thunder and lightning, the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, they were afraid and trembled and stood at a distance and said to Moses, "You speak to us and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us or we will die." Exodus 20, verses 18 and 19. By the time we get to the days of the priest Eli and the boy Samuel, the writer of 1 Samuel states, "The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread." 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1b. This indicates that Israel had once more turned away from God, and the Lord had stopped speaking because there were very few with ears willing to hear when the Lord spoke. When God spoke to Samuel, he did not recognize the voice of God. He thought that it was Eli calling him. Eli himself did not recognize that it was God speaking to Samuel. If Eli did not call the boy, then who did? It took 3 calls by God for Eli to perceive that the Lord was calling Samuel. It was then that Eli said to him, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" Sometimes we fail to recognize the voice of God, and we need someone to help us to discern God's voice, to enable us, like Samuel, to listen and obey. God desired to use Samuel to convey the judgment that would befall Eli and his sons. Though Eli was a good priest, for he nurtured the boy Samuel in the ways of God, he was not a good father, for he allowed his 2 sons to act shamefully in their priestly duties. God said to Samuel, "On that day, I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him, 'I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew because his sons were blaspheming God and he did not restrain them. Therefore, I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house should not be expiated by sacrifice or offerings forever.'" 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. In response to God's word, Eli was submissive. When Samuel told him what the Lord said, he replied, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 18b. Eli accepts God's word. He subjects himself and his family to God's will. This experience of God speaking to him seemed to have increased Samuel's commitment not only to hear the word from God, but to obey. God called Samuel to be a trustworthy prophet of the Lord, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 20b and 21b. We are called to submit to the word of God as Eli did, even though it was a judgment against him and his family. We are called to follow the example of Samuel and to be open to recognize when God is speaking to us and obey. In our gospel today from Mark chapter 2, Jesus, the Word made flesh, brings the word from God to the Pharisees, who promoted the strict observance of the law of Moses and the tradition of the elders, especially with regard to things related to Jewish identity. For example, circumcision, the reading of the Torah, and Sabbath observance. The Pharisees raised strong objections to disciples of Jesus plucking grains of corn on the Sabbath because they considered that to be a form of work. The Pharisees said to Jesus, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" Mark chapter 2, verse 24. Jesus responds by recalling an incident from the life of David. Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God, where when Abithar was high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priest to eat. And he gave some to his companions. Mark chapter 2, verse 26. Jesus uses the opportunity to speak truth to the Pharisees. Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Mark chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. As the Lord of the Sabbath, Jesus claims the authority to make pronouncements about what is and is not lawful on the Sabbath. In the face of the man with a withered hand in need of healing and wholeness, Jesus asked them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" Mark chapter 3, verse 4. The Son of God spoke, and the man was healed. When God speaks, there are words of love and love in action. The Sabbath was a condition of the Mosaic covenant. In the new covenant, which was ushered in by Jesus on the cross, we worship on the Lord's Day, the day of the resurrection, the day when light overcame darkness. Does God speak to us today? God is present with us through the Holy Spirit, and God certainly speaks to us out of love, to guide us to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our lives. We are to recognize God's voice and respond in faith and obedience. In our collect today, we prayed, "Lord God of the nations, you have revealed your will to all people and promise us your saving help. May we hear and do what you command, that the darkness may be overcome by the power of your light." Book of Common Prayer, page 173. May we always hear when God speaks and have the faith, courage, and love to obey. Amen. Let us pray. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord of the Sabbath, your holiness bids us be still and adore. As we marvel at all you have made, may your church display your life and love. Make us trusted advocates of your word. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord of the Sabbath, you set slaves free. Raise up prophets to speak for dignity and respect. Disturb the competence and open the eyes of all to your freedom. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in his word. Lord of the Sabbath, your compassion allows the hungry to be fed. Challenge the hardness of our hearts when rules are blind to suffering and oppression. Give charity to open doors to your love and redemption. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord of the Sabbath, you bring healing and release from all that would lock us in despair. Reach out in your mercy to all who call upon you. Anoint and cheer troubled minds with the abundance of your grace. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord of the Sabbath, you bring life and light to shine out of darkness. Remember for good all who have died. In Christ, bring us to share in the glory of your kingdom. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, Lord, Speak to Me. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service of God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the word and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. We pray that you will have a spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. And please be safe. We leave you with the hymn, Shine, Jesus, Shine. Thank you.